Welcome to Good TV, and welcome to our teaching today, which is Walking in Freedom.
欢迎大家收看我们今天好消息电视台的节目。我们今天要谈到的是走在自由里。
It is wonderful that Jesus Christ did so much on our behalf so we could be set free.
我们真的要很感谢耶稣基督，他为我们的生命付上了极大的代价，好让我们可以一直活在自由里。
So we need some practical keys in how we can remain free.
但是我们需要的是一些很实际的步骤，让我们能够持续活在自由中。
We need to enjoy the freedom God has given us.
我们一定要能够去享受神所为我们预备的自由。
But freedom comes at a price.
但是自由是需要付代价。
And it's progressive.
而且它是一个过程。
So the Bible told the Israel in the book of Exodus, it tells the people of Israel, little by little you possess the land.
这个地方我们可以从圣经出埃及记里面，神他对以色列百姓说，你会渐渐地赶出你的仇敌。
So we progress in our freedom little by little.
所以我们在这个享受自由的这个过程当中，也是渐进式的。
Paul wrote in Galatians, stand fast in the liberty.Wherewith Christ has set you free.
那这个保罗他在加拉太书也特别的勉励基督徒，他说你要在耶稣基督里，你务要坚定的站立，享受那个自由。
So freedom requires we make a stand and we do things to maintain our freedom and to advance in God.
那为了要维持这样的一个自由的生命，代表说我们也必须要采取某些相对应的行动，我们才能够去接受这样的生活。
We've been speaking quite a lot about deliverance.
在之前我们几堂课讲到这个释放。
Jesus made it very clear.
耶稣说得很清楚。
That those who follow him, he gives authority over evil spirits.
凡是跟随耶稣的人呢，神耶稣就给他们权柄胜过邪灵。
In Luke chapter 10 and verse 19.
在路加福音十章十九节。
He spoke to his disciples and he said, I give you authority.
他很清楚地告诉门徒说，我把权柄赐给你们。
I give you the right to represent me, to speak on and act on my behalf.
我给你们这样的权柄可以来代表我说话。
And to tread on serpents, scorpions, and all the power of the enemy, nothing shall harm you.
而且可以践踏蛇和蝎子，能够完全地胜过这些邪灵，没有任何东西可以害你们。
So being joined to Jesus Christ, we share in his victory.
所以一旦我们与耶稣连接上，我们就可以享受他给我们的这个得胜。
And we need to learn to walk in the freedom he's given to us.
但是要学习怎么样的去走在不断的走在他给我们的自由中。
I want to read to you an important couple of verses in the book of James.
那接下来我们要从雅各书里头来看非常重要的经文。
So we read in James chapter 4.
是在雅各书第四章。
And we'll read it from verse 6 through to verse 7 and 8.
从第六节到第八节
God gives grace. Therefore, he said, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
但他指的是神赐更多的恩典，所以经上说神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
So if we walk in humility,
所以如果我们活在谦卑里
then we can expect the grace or the empowerment of God in our life.
就能够一直去享受神给我们的恩典还有大能。
So we need to learn how to do that.
所以我们要学会怎么做。
Humble doesn't mean weak.
这个所谓的谦卑不代表软弱。
It means we submit to and agree with God about who we are and the role we can function in.
所谓的谦卑是我们降服于神，然后接受神他呼召我们给我们的这个身份，然后持续走在这个身份里。
So notice what it says in verse 7 and 8.
再来看七节八节。
Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
故此你们要顺服神，务要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了。
Draw near to God, and God will draw near to you.
你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。
So there's no place for passivity or being neutral.
所以在这个地方讲到的呢，没有一个地方是容许我们消极被动。
These are commands that are given to us.
这些很清楚是命令。
Submit to God is a command.
顺服神是命令。
Resist the devil is a command.
抵挡魔鬼也是命令。
And draw near to God.
亲近神。
It's also a command.
也是一个命令。
So we have three commands.
所以现在耶稣给我们三个命令。
And two promises.
两个应许。
If we will submit to God,
如果我们顺服神,
resist the devil,
抵挡魔鬼,
and draw near to God,
然后亲近神,
then the whole spiritual atmosphere around our lives changes.
那接下来我们整个所有整个属灵的氛围都会改变。
He says the devil will flee from you.
他说第二个他第一个出现就魔鬼要逃跑。
That means evil spirits will run in terror from you.
就是邪灵一看到你就会吓跑。
And the presence of God will begin to come closer, or you become more conscious of it.
然后就接下来就是神的同在会离你非常的近。
So instead of living oppressed,
那我们就不会活在这样的一个压迫底下。
With a negative atmosphere,
或者是这种消极负面的氛围底下。
We enjoy living in the realm of heaven itself.
我们就可以去享受在这个天国的这种氛围里。
So our walking in freedom must be quite intentional.
所以要活在自由当中是必须我们要下意识去做的事情。
If you get set free,
当我们得到释放
but don't do anything to go forward with God,
接下来却没有做任何的行动
you'll become entangled again in old ways, and very soon the old spirits will enter again.
你很快的就会开始在跟旧的生命或这些以前的习惯就又重新缠绕在一起
We saw in Matthew chapter 12 and verse 43,
在马太福音十二章四十三节讲到
that when the evil spirit went out of a man,
就是在一个这个邪灵进入从一个人身上离开
he will go through the dry places.Seeking rest,
他会在外面呢，不断的要找让他可以休息的地方。
And if he couldn't find any,
当他在外面找不到
he came back to the original person.
他会再回去找当初他跑出来的那个人身上。
And can assess the man's condition.
那再重新的进入他的生命。
And if he's not filled with the Spirit and walking on with God,
那只要这个人他没有这个被圣灵充满与神同行
then the Spirit may enter again.
那邪灵就有机会能够重新进入。
So being set free does not guarantee your future will be free.
所以我们一个人得到释放之后，不代表你永远都会活在这种自由里。
It positions you so you have a new life and a new opportunity ahead.
这个释放你只不过是一个开端，把你放在一个位置上，让你可以重新出发。
So what are some of the things that we can do?
那接下来看我们要做些什么
？That would help us walk in freedom.
好，让我们可以持续活在自由里。
I'm going to list some of these things for you.
我现在会列举出来几件事。
And every one of these things, or activities.Helps build the atmosphere of your life.
这些事情每一个都能够帮助你去营造你的整个属灵的氛围。
Notice what the Bible tells us here: submit to God.
首先，我们看刚才的这个经文说顺服神。
That's a military term.
这个顺服是一个军事用语。
The word submit means to come under the leadership of another.
所谓的顺服是代表我要降服于另外一个权柄
，so that together you can win a conflict.
那才会跟这个上面的权柄一起来得胜。
It means to position yourself under someone's leadership.
也可以想成是说，我们把自己放在另外一个权柄的下面。
So the first thing that we're required to do is to position ourselves.Under the leadership of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们要做的第一件事情就是把我们整个人呢放在一个降服于圣灵带领底下。
The second instruction it gives us.
那第二个命令呢
？Is to actively make a stand against the devil.
就是我们要很主动、很积极的来抵挡魔鬼。
To recognize how he comes and approaches us.
首先也要能够认出他是怎么样靠近我们。
And to intentionally resist.
然后要很刻意的、下意识的就要去拒绝他。
Not just roll over and allow his temptations and accusations.And pressures to come,
而不是很消极的，就是允许他来不断的丢很多的各式各样的诱惑给我们。
But actively resist,
而是我们只要一旦察觉出来，马上就拒绝。
In the book of Ephesians, chapter 6,
在以弗所书第六章
，God tells us of many weapons and armor He's given to us.That enable us to win the battle.
他讲到神赐给我们的全副军装，让我们知道怎么得胜。
It also tells if we will draw near to God.
而且第八节讲到，只要我们亲近神
，intentionally build relationship with Him，
意思是说，我们是很刻意的、下意识、费力的要去、要努力的去建立关系。
He will respond to us，
神就会回应。
So you notice in that passage，
那我们可以看到这一段。
I need to align my life under the leadership of the Holy Spirit。
他这边第一个先讲到说，我要先能够。对准于神的这个权柄
and intentional in resisting demonic activity,
然后要很积极的、主动的来拒绝所有邪灵的一切作为
and intentionally cultivate relationship with the Lord,
而且要很积极的、下意识的来培育我和神的关系
The promise is if we draw near to Him,
那这个应许就是只要我们想要亲近神
He will draw near to us,
神必定会亲近我们
So He's waiting for us to take an initiative,
所以神已经在等着我们采取主动
waiting for you to do something,
他等着我们要有一些行动。
Many people are waiting for God to do something.
可是相反的，很多基督徒总是在等着神对他们有些作为。
But if we want to walk in faith,
可是如果我们想要走在信心里
，and experience more of God,
要经历更多的神
，we need to take initiative.
是我们要主动
to see what the Word of God says,
然后看神的话怎么说
，and to begin to act on it.
然后按照神的话开始采取行动。
So I want to give you some keys which will help you.
那接下来要给给大家几个步骤关键。
These are disciplines, practices you can build into your life.
这些都是我们可以在平常操练自己生命的时候采取的动作。
All of which assist you to walk in freedom and to grow in your Christian walk.
那每一个步骤呢，都能够帮助你来建造你的这个基督徒属灵的生命，持续走在这个自由里。
Here's one of the first things that we can learn to do.
那首先第一个是
pray in tongues.
用方言祷告。
And God promises to fill us with the Holy Spirit.
神已经应许用他的圣灵充满我们。
And with that gift filling of the Holy Spirit,
那当圣灵充满我们
to give us the gift of speaking in tongues.
他就会给我们方言祷告的恩赐。
Speaking in tongues is a powerful gift that God gives to you.
其实方言祷告是神给你的一个非常有能力的恩赐。
In order to help you in a number of ways.
他能够在很多方面帮助你。
In Jude verse 20,
在犹大书二十节
，It says, "You beloved,"
他讲说，亲爱的弟兄
，"Building ourselves up on your most holy faith."
你要在你圣洁的信心上建造自己
，"Praying in the Holy Ghost."
然后要在灵里面来祷告。
So praying in the Spirit.
所谓的在灵里祷告
，praying in the gift of tongues.
就是用方言恩赐来祷告
，builds your inward life up.
就能够不断的建造我们里面灵人的生命。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 14.
然后在哥林多前书十四章十四节
，It says, "When you pray in tongues."
他说，当你方言祷告。
Your spirit is praying.
是你的灵在祷告。
Your inner man is praying.
是你内里的人在祷告。
So your spirit has a voice.
所以你的灵里面，你的灵人有声音。
And when you speak in tongues,
所以当你方言祷告
，your spirit is becoming activated.
是你的灵人整个就活泼起来。
You can't speak in tongues by making up words in your mind.
这个方言祷告是没有办法用你的悟性去编出来的话。
It is a gift the Holy Spirit gives to us.
完全是圣灵给我们的恩赐。
And as we pray in tongues,
所以当我们开始方言祷告
，our spirit is praying.
整个灵人就在祷告。
And we've opened up a line of communication with the Holy Spirit.
那也就是让我们整个打开一个跟和圣灵沟通的管道。
There are many benefits of praying in tongues.
那方言祷告有很多好处。
But I'll give you one of them just now.
现在先给各位一个。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 4.
这个是在哥林多前书十四章四节。
He that prays in an unknown tongue.
他说一个人他用这个方言祷告的时候。
Edifies or builds up himself.
他是在造就建造自己。
So when you're praying in tongues,
所以当你方言祷告
your spirit is praying.
是你的灵在祷告。
There is a flow of spiritual life through you.
那就会一个灵的属灵的生命从你里面流出来。
Your spirit man becomes energized.
你的灵人就开始有力量。
You start to become alive.
那你整个人好像也变得很活跃。
There's a flow of the life of God.
因为这里面是有一个神的生命涌流出来。
What a wonderful gift God gives us.
所以这是神给我们一个很美好的恩赐。
The Bible tells us we don't always know what to pray or how to pray as we ought.
另外一处经文讲到说我们常常不知道怎么祷告。
But the Holy Spirit helps us.
但是圣灵会来帮助我们。
What a great gift!
所以这是很棒的恩赐。
To be baptized in the Holy Spirit,
能够先被圣灵来施洗。
Receive the gift of tongues,
然后接受方言。
And be able to pray in the Spirit,
然后能够在灵里面用方言祷告。
It opens up a whole new dimension for you.
这个会为你打开一个全新的领域。
Of being sensitive to the Holy Spirit,
就开始对圣灵非常的敏锐。
So the gift of tongues is a powerful gift God gives you.
所以这方言祷告是神给我们很棒的一个
属灵恩赐。In order to enable you to flow with Him.
好，让你能够那个一直不断的留在这个神的水流当中。
A second area that we need to learn to develop in our life.
那第二个我们需要培育的部分
is to cultivate praise and worship.
就是要来敬拜赞美。
A lifestyle of praise and worship.
要能够这个培养出一个敬拜赞美的生命。
The Bible tells us.
圣经告诉我们
that praise silences the enemy.
赞美会叫我们的仇敌住嘴。
In Psalm 8.
诗篇第八篇
tells us that out of the mouths of babes and suckling, you have ordained strength or praise to silence the enemy.
从婴孩的口中会发出这样的一个赞美，就能够叫仇敌这个住嘴。
So praise means exalting God for who He is.
所以的赞美就是不断的来高举尊崇这位神，他是什么样的神。
So when we begin to exalt the Lord,
所以当我们来尊崇神的时候
acknowledging who He is,
然后来承认他是什么样的神
thanking Him,
感谢他
we create an atmosphere around our life.
我们就已经在我们生命的周围营造一个气氛
it enables us to worship God.
然后让我们很容易的来敬拜他
to become conscious of His very presence.
而且开始对能够察觉出他的同在
Praise and worship are important parts of building an atmosphere, a spiritual spiritual atmosphere around your life.
敬拜, 赞美, 祂能够来帮助你去在你生命的周围, 你人的周围,
When you are praying in tongues, the Bible says you are blessing God and thanking Him.
那包括你方言祷告的时候, 你也是在称颂这位神。
So it really helps us
所以它这些能帮助我们,
if we learn to give ourselves every day
只要我们学会每一天,
to a time of worshiping God.
花时间来敬拜神,
take some soft music, or worship music.
比方说我们可以放一些敬拜的音乐,
begin to play it around your life regularly.
然后每一天固定的能够来放播放这样的诗歌,
so you cultivate an atmosphere of God's presence.
就好像每一天花时间来营造这样的一个属灵氛围,
praying in the Spirit strengthens your spirit, man.
然后先不断也来这个固定的要来方言祷告, 来强化我们的灵人,
and becomes a part of our worshiping God.
然后再来就是固定的来敬拜神。
The Bible says in John chapter 4,
在这个约翰福音第四章,
the Father is seeking worshippers,
他讲到说天父正在找敬拜的人,
people who can be in love or express love to Him,
然后是一群就是能够向他表达,
who will worship Him in spirit and in truth.
是能够在这个真理和灵里头来敬拜他的人。
That word truth means without concealing anything.
或者我们中文是讲到用诚实和灵来敬拜他, 这个就是诚实是没有任何的虚假。
Learn day by day to build an atmosphere of praise and worship around your life.
所以要开始学着怎么样的每一天都花时间来去敬拜神。
And cultivate strong praying in tongues.
然后不断的来去建造自己用能够强烈的用方言祷告。
These are important keys to building our personal life and altering the atmosphere around us.
那这两个步骤呢, 都能够来帮助我们来去营造我们身边的一个属灵的气氛, 而且去, 让这个整个的灵界能够很容易的就去打开。
A third key that God gives us,
那神给我们的第三个这个关键,
to help us walk in freedom,
让我们能够走在自由里,
is renewing our mind.
就是要让我们的心意更新变化。
In Romans chapter 12 and verse 2,
这是罗马书12章2节,
in verse 1 it starts off,
从第一节一开始是说,
present your body a living sacrifice.
你要将自己的身体献上当作活祭。
Make the members of your body available to God.
是把你这个身体全人都交给神来使用。
A living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God.
是一个圣洁的活祭。
That's your reasonable service.
让神能够来使用。
And then be not conformed to this world.
然后不要效法这个世界。
In other words, don't let the society, the community press you to think and act like it does.
虽然换句话说, 不要让这个社会, 文化, 媒体的东西, 来影响你的思想。
You have to resist that.
你必须要拒绝,
intentionally resist that pressure.
你要很下意识的来抵挡这些东西,
by doing something else.
那你要, 然后要采取另外一个动作。
It says be transformed.
就是你要来更新变化,
totally change.
是完全的改变。
The picture word that's been used in the original language,
那这个字的原文,
it's like a caterpillar becoming a butterfly.
它其实是用来去形容一只这个毛毛虫, 然后蜕变成一只蝴蝶。
Be totally transformed.
所以是那样的一个变化转化。
And how does that take place?
那这个要怎么发生?
By the renewing or the renovation of your thought processes.
是不断的要革新, 更新我们的心思意念。
So one of the great keys for doing this,
所以要能够做到这个步骤,
is meditation in the Word of God.
很重要的就是透过不断默想神的话,
and confession of the Word of God.
然后不断要说出神的话。
In 1 Timothy 4 verse 15,
那这个在提摩太前书4章15节,
Paul writes to Timothy,
保罗写给提摩太,
and says, meditate on these things,
他说你要默想这些事情,
and give yourself to them,
然后来积极的来做这些事,
and your profiting will appear to everyone.
那你所结的果子就还能够帮助众人。
So what does it mean to meditate?
那这个默想指的是什么?
And how do we renew our mind?
那我们要怎么更新心思意念?
The word renew the mind,
所谓的这个更新变化,
the word means literally to renovate.
它本来很直接的讲就是更新,
so if you renovated your apartment,
所以比方说好像我们要重新的这个家里要重新装潢,
you would strip everything out of it and then rebuild it, redo it inside.
首先会把里面原有的装潢都拆掉都打掉, 然后才会装新的。
It may look the same on the outside,
那我们在外面所做的是新的,
but inside transformed.
但是, 这个在里面呢, 也是要这样的变化。
So our lives become renovated,
那我们, 当我们的生命是这样的被革新,
as we intentionally change how we think.
就是我们很下意识的要改变我们的想法。
And meditation is one way to do that.
那其中一个方式就是透过默想。
So what does it mean, meditate?
什么叫做默想?
How do we meditate in the Word of God?
我们要怎么默想神的话呢?
There are a number of ways that we can go about doing this.
其实有几个方式。
But one way that we can do it,
但其中一个,
is to use our imagination
就是用我们的想象力
to picture the word of God
然后去想象出描绘出这个神的话语
to take a scripture
把用他把的这个圣经里头的话语
We'll share with you before the verse in Luke 15 where the prodigal son is met by his father
这个在上一堂课我们有讲到就是路加福音15章形容到的这个浪子和父亲
So memorize the verse
所以你就先记住那个经文
While his son was yet afar off, the father saw him and was moved with compassion towards him.
记住那个经文讲到说，当浪子还在远处的时候呢，父亲就已经看见。
And ran to him.
他动了慈心，就跑向这个儿子。
And embraced him.
然后抱住他。
And wept over him.
然后在他肩上哭泣。
So this provides a picture for us.
所以这个首先已经有一幅图了。
Of the love that God has for us.
就是显现出这个神的爱。
So you begin to meditate on that picture.
那你就开始闭上眼睛默想。
You take the scripture.
你就拿着这个经文。
And you begin to use your imagination to picture it being true.
然后加上这个想象力，你就开始去看到说这是真实的。就看到说自己是那个浪子。
What would it look like to have Father coming to you?
那有看到一位父亲从远远的就跑向你，那会是什么样的感觉
？To have tenderness in his eyes, not anger.
而且在这父亲的眼神是温柔而不是愤怒。
To hold on to you and embrace you.
他想要抱着你。
To feel the warmth of his love.
然后你去感受到他爱的温暖。
To feel his heartbeat towards you.
而且甚至感受到他的心跳。
Most people have never experienced that with their natural father.
事实上，有很多人他从他自己的生身的父亲从来没有体验过。
The culture perpetuates a pattern that's not godly.
所以他变成他在整个成长的过程，他没有得到一个很正确的父亲的这种感受。
Of men being unable to express their love to their sons and daughters.
就他们很多人碰到的父亲是没有办法来表现他的爱。
But as Jesus talks about the father,
可是当耶稣谈到父亲天父
，He shares the story of the prodigal son.
他就先用浪子这个故事来
讲。So we might see father as a loving person.
好，让我们能够看见我们的天父他是充满慈爱的。
If we would meditate on that,
那只要不断的去默想
，It becomes easy to draw near to someone like that.
那就比较容易去靠近一个像这样的人。
So when you are worshiping God,
所以当你在敬拜神
，or when you are praying in tongues,
或者是你在方言祷告
，you need to hold in your mind some picture.
你必须在思想里头要先有一些的图画。
Your mind needs to be fixed on something, or it wanders away.
你的思想意念里头如果没有去固定在一个东西上面的话，就会开始飘走。所以你就没有办法跟神连接。
And becoming conscious of Him,
那你要好好的去思想他，察觉他。
We become conscious of many other things.
如果没有这样子的话，你就会 去感受到身边其他的事物。
So if you were to take your time to meditate in the Word of God,
所以首先当你花时间来默想神的话
，imagine God loving you in that way，
然后开始去想象神就是用那种爱在爱你。
What would that look like？
那会是什么样的感觉
？What would that feel like？
那会是什么样的感受
？And you welcome that truth into your heart。
那你就让这样的一个真理进入你的内心。
And as you repeat that day by day，
只要你每一天反复的这样子操练
，it becomes easier and easier to agree with that truth.
你会发现越来越容易相信这个真理。
In meditating on the word of God,
当我们默想神的话
we imagine it, we picture it.
所以我们要描绘出来，想象出来。
But we also declare it to be true.
另外还要做出来是宣告出来。
Acknowledge with our lips.
就是我们要用我们的嘴唇宣告出来。
Lord, Father, I welcome you.
就说天父啊，我欢迎你。
I am loved. I'm accepted.
是的，我是天父所爱的，而且被他接受。
There are many encounters Jesus had with people.
耶稣他常常遇见很多人。
Encounters all through the Bible of people with God.
那整个圣经里头有讲到各种很多人遇见神的经历。
You could use Scripture to imagine those encounters.
你都可以用圣经这些经文，然后开始去想象他们。
And ask the Holy Spirit to make that God who came in that encounter also known to you.
让求圣灵来帮助你，让你从圣经里头所看见到的，对你也变成是真实的。
Meditation is a powerful way of renewing our mind.
所以默想对于在更新变化我们的心思意念是很重要的一件事。
And becoming conscious of the presence of God.
那你就能够越来越去察觉到神的同在。
I need to come to God with expectation He will meet with me.
我来到神面前的时候，一定要满怀期待，知道说他必定遇见我。
Don't be content just to say some words and have one-sided conversation.
不要想到说你就是好像单方面的，好像是一个热脸贴冷屁股那种感觉。
Give yourself to Him in worship.
你要先来敬拜神。
Pray in the Spirit.
然后在灵里祷告。
Until you feel your spirit begin to flow.
直到你开始感受到你的灵好像有一股水流出来。
Fix your mind on God.
然后你专注在神的身上。
See Him as a loving, glorious person.
就看到他是一个充满爱、充满荣耀的神。
Let your heart reach out to Him.
然后你这个时候你的心会开始亲近他。
Express gratitude to Him.
开始爱他、感谢他。
Become conscious of Him.
然后你越来越 察觉到他的存在。
God is near me.
然后就知道说神很靠近我。
God is with me.
神在我旁边。
I am in His presence.
我已经在他同在里面。
See, God's not a long way off.
神不是远这个远在天边。
God is very near to us.
神离我们非常近。
And He says that if we draw near to Him.
而且圣经说。
And we draw near through prayer.
只要我们亲近他。
Through worship.
透过祷告，透过敬拜。
Through meditation.
透过默想亲近。
These are key ways of drawing near to God.
这些都是亲近神很重要的步骤。
Silencing the noise around us.
所以先止住我们身边所有可能打扰我们的声音。
Fixing our mind and heart on Him.
然后让我们的心专注在他的身上。
Until we start to engage His presence.
然后这个时候我们就开始可以进入他同在里面。
Oh, then we can begin to experience Him.
那我们就可以开始去经历到他。
What a joy to experience being in the presence of a living God.
能够去经历到神的同在是何等喜乐的事
情。There is nothing like that.
没有任何事情比得上。
And when you've started to do that,
当你开始这么做，
you can practice it through the day.
你就一天里头都可以不断地来操练。你就可以让自己先停下来。
Pray in the Spirit until you feel your Spirit flowing.
然后来在灵里面祷告，直到你感到那个水流。
Worship and meditate upon Jesus.
敬拜耶稣，然后默想耶稣。
And begin to feel His presence.
你就可以开始感受到他的同在。
Join us again as we share some more.
我们休息后回来再分享其他的步骤。
Welcome back to Good TV. Welcome to our study today on walking in freedom.
欢迎大家继续收看我们这一集所要探讨的如何活在自由里。
We can never assume that we will stay free. We have to actually practice the things that keep us free.
你绝对不要想说我们可以一直好像不费力的就一直活在自由当中。其实我们是要付代价的。
We see evident in the Bible.
在圣经里面很清楚看到。
That in the Old Testament, the people of God came into freedom, and then they would lose it when they began to walk away from God.
比方说，看到神的百姓，他们脱离了奴役的生活，可是，一旦他们偏离了神，他们又陷入了奴役当中。
So wherever we allow the Spirit of the Lord to be Lord over our life,
所以只要我们允许了这个神，他成为我们的主。
Whenever we learn to yield to the Spirit of God,
然后只要我们来降服于神的灵
，then there is freedom and liberty.
那在那里面，我们就会享受自由。
So we looked at a very powerful scripture in the book of James.
那我们在上一堂，我们刚才休息前看雅各书第四章。
James chapter 4.
第四章。
It said, humble yourself under the hand of God.
讲到说
submit to God.
讲到说我们要顺服神，我们要谦卑。
And resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
还有就是要抵挡魔鬼，那他就必逃跑。
Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you.
那还有讲到我们要亲近神，神就必亲近我们。
So we share with you some ways you draw near to God.
那刚才有讲到怎么样的去亲近神。
Through praying in the Spirit, praying in tongues.
第一个是在灵里祷告，方言祷告。
Through worship and thanksgiving and praise.
第二个是透过敬拜、赞美、感谢。
And through meditation and confession of the Word of God.
第三个是透过我们来默想神的话，而且宣告出、说出神的话。
These are powerful keys.
这三个都是非常重要的这个关键。
For developing our spirit life,
它能够来培育我们属灵生命。
And building an atmosphere where the presence of God can be experienced.
并且营造出一个属灵的氛围，让神的同在可以来到我们的面前。
And God promises if we draw near to Him consistently.
而且神他已经应许我们，只要我们持续的要来亲近他
，He will draw near to us.
他就一定会来亲近我们。
It's not God is far away.
所以不是。说神远在天边。
God is always very near.
神其实往往都在我们的身边。
It's just we are conscious of many other things.
而是说我们总是会先去察觉到其他的事情。
And so we have to focus our attention.
所以我们必须要学会来专注。
So we become conscious that God is with us.
专注在神的身上，才能够察觉他的同在。
So praying in the Spirit.
所以灵里祷告。
Worship and praise.
敬拜赞美。
And meditation and confession of the Word of God.
还有就是默想，而且宣告出神的话。
Help us become conscious of the presence of God.
就能够让我们察觉出神的同在。
But the Bible also tells us to resist the devil.
但是圣经也讲到，一定要抵挡魔鬼。
James 4:7.
在雅各书四章七节。
Submit or surrender or align with God.
他说顺服，也就是降服，然后对准神，与神合一。
It's that alignment with God.
我们要与神合一。
It's that surrender to Him.
然后你要完全的屈服于他，降服于他。
That gives us authority over the evil spirits.
这个时候我们就会得到一个权柄，能够胜过魔鬼。
It's not that we have authority.
不是我们本身有魔鬼。
We exercise authority of Jesus over them.
而是我们来对魔鬼来施行出在耶稣里面的权柄。
So what does it mean to resist the devil?
什么叫做抵挡魔鬼呢？
The word means to take an active stand or to resist actively, actively oppose.
这个抵挡你就可以把它想成就是一个很积极主动的来拒绝魔鬼。
The Bible tells us in 1 Peter 5 and verse 8.
这个是在彼得前书的五章第八节讲到。
Be sober, be vigilant.
他说你要警醒，你要这个要勤奋。
For your adversary.
因为你的仇敌
The devil prowls like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour.
就是这个魔鬼，他就像是这个吼叫的狮子，遍地寻找可吞吃的。
Resist him steadfast in faith.
所以你要抵挡他，你要在信心里面坚定站立。
So again, Peter writes.
所以彼得他说
that we have an enemy who's actively working against us.
就是我们有一位仇敌，他是很活跃的，一直想要来抵挡我们。
Looking for moments or points in our life where we're vulnerable.
总是要找这个。机会来趁虚而入
that he can gain an advantage over us.
好让在他能够在我们的生命里头能够得逞
So the Bible says, be sober. Don't let your life come under the influence of anything.
所以圣经他叫我们说要警醒，就是说让我们不要轻易的被一个东西给统治住
Be vigilant or stay awake like a watchman.
那或者是说你要警觉出，你好像要一个守望者要警觉
So what he's saying in those two words,
那这两个字讲的都是
is we need to practice being aware of what is happening in our life.And what's happening in the environment around us?
就是我们要不断的操练，让操练自己的属灵的这个敏锐度，能够去看到自己里面或者是周围在发生什么事情。
So to be aware is to be like a watchman.
那所谓的这种好像能够去察觉，就好像一个守望者一样。
His role was to watch out for the enemy and warn others if he came.
守望者在古时候，他就是在这个城门上，他会去看到仇敌从哪个方向来。
Then it says resist.Steadfast in faith.
那接下来，彼得他又说，你要在信心里头坚定站立，抵挡魔鬼。
So this is an intentional activity.
换句话说，是我们很下意识、很刻意去做的事情。
To resist the devil,
你要抵挡魔鬼。
I need to be alert and aware of the ways that he comes against me.
我就必须要能够警觉出、察觉出他用哪一个管道过来。
And then actively resist him.
那接下来我才有办法很积极的来抵挡他。
So if we're not aware of how he comes against us,
如果我没有办法察觉出他从哪个方向过来
？Then we probably will miss the opportunity and come under his influence.
那我们很可能就会错过一个抵挡他的机会。
Now the devil himself doesn't attack you.
魔鬼本身他不会这样子来攻击你。
Just low-level evil spirits.
那只是一种很低阶层的魔鬼才会这么做。
And they invade our thoughts with their thoughts.
那往往是他们用他们的思想呢来侵入到我们的意念里头。
So we begin to think that it's our thought. It came from us.
所以我们就开始会以为这个想法是来自于自己。
We never thought that we're receiving thoughts a demon is putting in our head.
我们从来没有想过，原来我们这里面的有的这种想法、意念是从魔鬼放进来的。
Fearful thoughts, pictures of a bad future.
比方说呢，一种恐惧感，或者是对未来充满恐惧、害怕。
So demonic spirits invade our mind with thoughts.
其实那个是魔鬼，他用这种思想侵入到我们的意念里。
Invade our emotions or spirit with feelings or impressions.
那或者是用一种感觉呢，侵入到我们的情绪、我们的魂里头。
They're unwanted feelings.
或给我们一种好像不被人家接受的情感
they're uncomfortable feelings mostly.
那很多他放进来这种感受呢，是一种很不舒服的。
So what kinds of invasion does the devil make?
所以你要察觉出魔鬼用什么样的方式侵入你的生命。
Remember, you are a spirit being living in a body.
你要记住，你是一个有灵的人，住在一个身体里。
So your spirit is aware of the atmosphere or spiritual atmosphere around you.
所以其实你的灵人是随时随地，他都警觉到整个灵界在发生的事情。
In the same way, your body is aware of the physical atmosphere around you.
就好像说，你的身体能够感受到你身边的整个周围的环境。
So when demonic spirits come and press in on us.
所以在灵界里头，当一个邪灵他想要来压迫我们。
There are a number of ways they would do that.
它会有很多不同的方式进行。
Temptations for sin.
比方说引诱我们犯罪。
Enticing thoughts.
或者是一种诱惑的一种思想。
And when you begin to welcome the thoughts,
只要我们稍微 去接受了这样的想法
instead of rejecting them,
而不是拒绝的话
if you welcome those thoughts,
只要你去接受了那个想法
the demonic spirits can tell you a drawing,
那这个邪灵它能够感受到你愿意接受
the temptation increases in your life,
那这样的这个诱惑就会在你生命出现得越来越频繁
you lose all consciousness of the presence of God,
那么你就对这个神同在的这个敏锐度就降低
in fact, during temptation,
那你就会开始受这个诱惑影响
Temptation to lust
想、就开始有欲念
Temptation to lie、
或者是说谎
Temptation to steal、
或者想要偷窃的念头
Temptation to cheat、
想要这个去好像去诈骗
When you are experiencing those temptations
所以这些的诱惑会开始不断出现
God seems totally nowhere to be seen
那这个时候就会感觉到好像已经看不到神了
That is not true of course
那这个当然不是真实不是真理
He's only justHe's within your reach to be able to draw from him.
那个只是说，其实就是只要我们愿意这样子，稍微就是远离了魔鬼就 OK.
But you're just conscious of all of the pressure enticing you to sin.
可是只是我们的灵里头比较快的先去察觉到邪灵给我们的诱惑。
It feels so good.
你会觉得哦，好像很舒服。
It feels to be so beneficial.
或者你觉得好像会有益处，得到好处。
That's all you can think about unless you resist it.
那个时候你的脑子开始就在打转
Not just resist the sin,
可是你必须要去拒绝这些念头
But resist the spirit behind it
你要还要拒绝那个灵
And redirect your attention somewhere else
然后重新的导引你的思想的方向
Another way spirits come against us
所以当这个、有邪灵他来抵挡我们
Through accusing thoughts
他比方说他会用一种控告来抵挡你
Constantly accuse you
这个邪灵比方有一种邪灵会不断的控告你
And they sound like your thoughts
那听起来好像是你自己的想法
It could sound something like this
他听起来有
I'm no good.
我不好。
I'll never succeed.
我永远不会成功。
Nothing I do is right.
我做什么都做不好。
And the spirit will put those thoughts into you.
其实那是邪灵放这样的意念在你里面。
And if you agree with them,
只要你稍微一同意了
it increases his pressure on your life and allows access to your life.
他对你的生命就开始加增他对你的压迫。
Or you start to have sudden pictures of your past.
或者是突然之间你想到过去。
Sins you've confessed, things you've done that were wrong.
比方说过去犯的罪或犯的错。
Suddenly they start to replay in your mind.
然后突然之间就还所有的那些回忆就出现了
You find yourself drawn to them
那你就开始好像越来越被那个吸进去
It's a demonic spirit attacking you
其实那个是邪灵的攻击
Or someone does something
或者说、这个有人做了什么事情
You feel an offense arise
那你就开始觉得被冒犯
And as you start you find yourself you're stuck on thinking about it
然后你如果察觉到自己不断的在想那件事情
Getting more and more angry as you do so
然后你 越想就越生气
As soon as you feel that
然后只要你感受到了
Stop Wake up, be vigilant.
要马上警醒过来
Resist the devil.
然后马上拒绝这个魔鬼
And he will flee from you.
那魔鬼这时候一定会逃跑
Or you may find negative circumstances.
或者你可能遇到一些很负面的一些的状况
You start to feel despondent.
然后你就开始觉得、啊、自己是受灾 受害的好像觉得没有盼望
It seems impossible.
然后你觉得状况都很不可能
It seems too hard.
很难
All of those are impressions that come into you.
那这些这种意念开始会进来。
That you need to take an active stand.
你只要稍微一察觉到，要马上
站。Speak to the spirit behind.
站在你的位置上，然后去对那个后面的邪灵说话。
I command you to go.
你说我奉耶稣名命令你离开。
And declare the word of God.
然后你要宣告出神的话。
You must be active.
你一定要积极主动。
You can't be passive.
绝对不能消极。
If you allow it to come in.
如果你就容许它很容易进来。
Then it'll start to overwhelm your inner man, and before long you're drawn away into
那很快的，他各式各样的意念就会进来，然后来整个淹没你，
最后你就成为受害者。Activity has one thing in common.
那你会发现，所有这些魔鬼的这些作为都有一个共同点。
It pressures you to doubt God's goodness and to believe a lie.
就是呢，他要让你没有办法相信神的良善。
We have to learn to resist.
所以我们一定要学会抵挡这样的意念。
In Ephesians 4:27.Give no foothold. Don't give a doorway for the evil spirits.
在以弗所书四章二十七节讲到说，绝对不要给魔鬼留地步。
So how am I going to resist?
那我要怎么抵挡？
Well, perhaps there are some activities I need to stop doing.
首先，我可能有本来有从事的一些的行为，我可能就要先停掉。
If you're struggling with pornography or sexual sins from your past,
比方说你过去有色情或性方面的问题。
Avoid watching programs or any kinds of things that are likely to stimulate that back to a fire up again in your life.
那你就开始让自己不要再去轻易的去接触任何。可能会挑起你这方面的这种、想法或倾向的这些东西。
Or if you're watching something and it starts to move from being healthy to being unclean, just close your eyes.
或者是如果你在本来在观看一个东西或者是影片，它本来很健康，突然一下子开始有了扭曲，你就要马上关掉。
TV change the channel.
如果是看电视就马上转台。
I find if it's a movie, I just close my eyes.
那如果我发现是刚好在看一个部电影，那我知道马上闭上眼睛。
I'd rather not have the image come in.
就至少我不要让这个图片留在我脑海里。
And have to struggle to get rid of it and its enticement after it's gone in.
免得之后呢，我看了之后，我还要费力的再把那个图片整个影像给取消掉。
So actively resist demonic impressions.
换句话说，你要很主动积极的来抵挡所有这一切东西。
Practice identifying the thoughts.Or the impressions as they come.
那你要开始去操练自己，去能够察觉出进来你里面的一些的意念。
In 2 Corinthians 10 and verse 4 through to 6.
那这个在哥林多后书十章的四到六节。
It says, "Now the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God."
讲到说我们征战的武器呢，我们不是跟这个属血气的征战，乃是靠着神是大能的有力的。
So it acknowledges we're in a warfare.
所以我们第一个我们要认出来我们在征战里。
And it's not about struggling and trying harder to be a good person.
而且这个征战也不在于我怎么样的费力去当一个好人。
It's leaning into the victory Jesus has won and standing dependent on God to help us.
而是要去倚靠在耶稣他已经得胜的这件事情上，然后从神那边支取力量。
The Holy Spirit wants to give you the victory.
那圣灵要把胜利给你。
So our weapons are mighty through God.
所以才会圣经讲到说，我们是透过这位全能神，我们的武器是大有能力的。
I need to believe something will happen if I speak the word of God.
换句话说，我必须相信，当我说出神的话的时候，一定会有事情发生。
So the pulling down of strongholds and casting down of imaginations and thoughts that exalt self.Against knowing God.
所以那个经文也讲到说，我要来掳掠所有一切来让人这个骄傲、自高、自大的这些意念。
So our battle is in the area of our mind and emotions.
所以换句话说，那个经文就讲到整个征战的这个战场是在我们的心思意念。
Images and thoughts which center on yourself.
比方说有一些意念是以自我为中心。
And opposing you experiencing and knowing God.
好，让你没有办法来去认识神。
So we need to resist the spirit behind it.
那这个时候要来去拒绝它背后的邪灵。
And we need to speak the word of God over our life.
然后要对我们的生命释放出神的话。
Speak truth over our life.
要说出这个真理。
If you feel a heaviness, start to praise the Lord. Start to sing. Start to...Do something that shifts the environment around you.
任何一个时候，你感受到一种沉重、不舒服的时候，你就马上开始来方言祷告，然后宣告出神的话语。
So notice this is a very active process.
所以我刚刚所讲的这一切都是很主动、积极的。
Capturing thoughts.
你要来掳掠你的意念。
Resisting the spirit behind it.
然后抵挡它背后的这个邪灵。
And speaking the word of God.
然后宣告出神的话语。
Another thing we need to do.
另外我们要做的是。
Is when people offend us.
所以当有人来冒犯我们。
Or do things that cause Cause us to feel angry.
得罪我们，让我们想生气。
Release forgiveness quickly.
那我们要马上的就要来去饶恕那个人。
Don't let offenses and sins and failures of others or yourself build up in your life.
不要让别人对我们所这个做的这些行为呢，一直好像留在我们的心里头。
Quickly bring it to the Lord.
你要很快的把它带到主面前。
And quickly worship Him and remain in His presence again.
然后很快的就进入到这个神的同在里来敬拜神。
When people do evil to us,
只要人有得罪我们。
The Bible says, overcome evil with good.
那神也教导我们说，你要用良善来胜过罪恶。
In Romans 12 verse 21,
在罗马书十二章二十一节，
Don't let evil overcome you.
就是你不要被魔鬼胜过。
But overcome evil with good.
你反而是要用良善来胜过魔鬼。
So sometimes the best way to resist the devil.
所以有的时候呢，胜过魔鬼很好的一个方式。
Is do exactly the opposite to what he's pressing you to do.
就是呢，照着他压迫你的那个方式，你反其道而行。
So that's why Jesus said this.
所以耶稣他才说
，Bless those who curse you.
所以你要祝福那咒诅你的。
If people curse you.
有人咒诅你。
Instead of taking it in and allowing yourself to become angry and cursing them back.
你不是接受那些咒诅或听那些话变得生气。
Forgive them and bless them.
你是反而开始马上。饶恕他们，祝福他们。
People use you,
有人利用你的话
take advantage of you,
来占你便宜。
Instead of getting depressed,
你不是让自己难
getting angry,
然后或生气。
Practice arising in your spirit,
你要开始去操练，让你从灵里面出来。
And doing good to them,
就是发出一种仁慈，要对他们好。
Amazing how it'll change the atmosphere around your life.
你会很惊讶的发现，这会立刻改变你整个旁边的属灵氛围。
If you operate in the opposite spirit,
只要你是反其道而行。
So notice what has been what James said.
所以我们看到这雅各他说
，Submit to God。
雅各他说你要顺服神。
Resist the devil。
抵挡魔鬼。
He will flee from you.
他就必逃跑。
Draw near to God.
亲近神。
And he will draw near to you.
神就会亲近你。
What an amazing promise.
这是不是很美好的一个应许？
Whenever the devil comes to attack us.
所以每一次只要魔鬼来攻击我们。
Whether it's circumstances.
不管是用环境。
Whether it's unplanned things happening and disappointing us or setting us back.
或者是一种意料之外的事情发生让我们失望。
Whether it's people.
或者是透过人。
Hurting us or damaging us in some way.
透过人伤害我们。
Or whether it's some kinds of temptation,
或者是透过引诱诱惑
some kind of pressure on our life,
或者用生命当生活当中一些压力
Greater is He in you than He that's in the world.
你一定都要记得，那住在你里面的比这世界的更大
If you practice drawing near to God,
只要我们不断的操练去亲近神
then when you're under pressure,
那不管你遇到什么压力
you can quickly arise and reject the temptation.
你里面的灵人很快的就可以兴起，然后来拒绝这样的一种诱惑或压力
This is something we learn to do.
这是我们学会做的一件事情。
In the book of 1 John, chapter 2,
约翰一书第二章
the Bible describes children.
那圣经它是用是个小孩子来形容。
Well, children need to keep hearing God loves you and God has forgiven you.
就好像说小孩他孩子从小他就要去听到说神爱你，神饶恕你。
Young man,
那年轻人呢
？You are strong.
他说你是强壮的。
The word of God is in you.
神的话已经在你里面了。
And you've overcome the wicked one.
而且你已经胜过这个恶者。
And fathers.
那做父亲的
you are intimate with God and know him.
你已经很亲近神，你认识神。
And are reproducing his life in others.
那你就要在其他人的生命里面来生出啊，培育出同样的这种生命。
Important key for us to walk in victory.
那让我们能够走在得胜里头的关键。
And to stay free.
而且持续的活在自由里。
Is that we learn how to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
就是我们一定要先学会怎么样被圣灵充满。
So the things that I have shared with you.
那我之前有分享过。
Praying in the tongues and thanking God and meditating, confessing.His word.
比方说呢，我们要来敬拜神、赞美神、感谢神、默想他的话。
All of that is a great help for you.
这些对你都很有帮助。
It will help you be filled every day.
它能够帮助你每一天被充满。
But Jesus wants you to have the experience of being baptized in the Spirit.
但是耶稣他首先要让你先经历到这个圣灵的施浸。
With the gift of tongues.
然后得到这个方言的恩赐。
This is a gift He's given to you.
这是他给你的恩赐。
In the book of John 20 and verse 21.
在约翰福音20章28节。
Jesus commissioned the disciples.
耶稣他给他吩咐他的门徒们。
And then He breathed on them.
他给他们大使命之后对他们吹气。
Said, "Receive the Holy Spirit."
他说你接受圣灵吧。
And he imparted the life of God into them.
他就马上把神的生命分赐给他们。
Holy Spirit entered them.
圣灵就进入他们里面。
They became children of God.
他们就成了神的儿女。
Then in Acts chapter 1 and verse 8.
到了这个使徒行传一章八节。
Or verse 4, he told them, wait till you receive the promise of the Holy Spirit.
或者是早先在四节，他先吩咐他们，你们要等候圣灵。
You will receive power from on high.
因为你会从上面得着能力。
And become witnesses unto me.
然后为我做见证。
So God breathes His Spirit into us when we receive Jesus Christ.
当我们接受耶稣基督的时候，神会对我们吹气。
But He empowers us for service by baptizing us in the Holy Spirit.
但是他会借由呢，用圣灵为我们施洗，然后给我们服事的大能。
In the Holy Spirit.
这个意思是讲说，用整个圣灵来浸透我们。
Immersing us into the realm of spiritual things.
把我们整个浸透在整个灵界里头。
And the key for this is that we receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit.
那这里面的这个关键呢，就是我们要得到圣灵的洗。
In the book of Acts chapter 2,
所以看到使徒行传第二章
the Bible says the disciples were waiting in the upper room,
讲到说这些门徒们都在马可楼上等候
seeking after God,
在寻求神
the Holy Spirit came on them,
然后当圣灵他从上面下来
they were filled with the Holy Spirit,
他们都被圣灵充满
they began to speak in tongues,
开始方言祷告
and began to testify of the works of God.
接下来就开始见证神的大能
You also can receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
你同样也可以领受圣灵的洗。
How do we go about receiving that?
要怎么领受？
There are several keys.
我们有几个步骤。
But in Mark chapter 11,
但是在马可福音十一章
verse 23,
23节。
It says, whatsoever things you desire,
他说不论你求什么 你求什么
number one is desire. You must want this.
所以不管你想要什么所以首先要先渴望
two, when you pray,
然后第二个你祷告祈求
we must ask for it.
所以必须你要祈求
three, believe you receive it.
那你要相信你得着了
we need to believe that God will give us His Holy Spirit as He promised.
我们要相信神已经应许要把圣灵给我们
and you shall have it.
然后第四个就讲，你就必得着。
So we need to receive God's gift.
所以我们要这个领受神的赏赐。
And begin to start to speak.
然后就开始说出来。
It says they spoke in new language.
那这个 圣经讲说是他们说出新的话语，是他们过去没有学过的。
As the Holy Spirit gave them the language.
是圣灵给他们的方言。
So when you're praying in tongues,
所以当你方言祷告
，your mind is not operating.
你的悟性是没有在工
在工作的。The Spirit of God within you is giving you the language.
是这个住在你里面的圣灵，他来帮助你祷告。
It's a spiritual language.
这是一个属灵的语言。
It's a gift received by faith.
是一个凭信心领受的恩赐。